everyone, and welcome to our third episode of KupoCon's Wine Time, where we can ask the I can't do this. What have I done? Okay, so don't stop it. Do not start stop it.
No, I haven't
okay.
stopped it yet.
Don't stop
You're good.
The recording.
You're doing good.
Okay, cool. Okay, so I'm going to start this again. Hello, and welcome to our... Stop it! Okay. Hello, and welcome to our third episode of KupoCon's Wine Time, where we ask the most important questions to life, such as, what's Natalie's favorite wine, what's going on at KupoCon, and whether or not I am wearing pants right now. So, yeah.
Holy.
We're joined by Natalie. What's up?
What up?
What's your favorite wine?
Well... First off, I want to know if you're wearing pants or not. That's the real question.
Well, I'm holding that off until the end of the stream. You know that.
You keep a good surprise, I must admit. Okay.
Yes,
so
surprises.
Tonight,
yes.
I am drinking a new wine that I've never drank before.
What is it?
Pardon my poor translation. Sangiovese Rosé by Filarino. It is Italian.
Wow.
And it is bloody fantastic.
It's quote unquote bloody fantastic.
It's a rosé and it's good and I like it and it's cheap.
Ooh.
There it is.
I hope you have that when I come over.
That
sounds amazing.
I will now.
Yes.
I'll read you the definition in French and English, okay? A nouvelle interprétation du vin rosé. Filarino est un vin frais, léger et fruité, non conventionnel. Profitez-en avec un toast au l'amour, la joie et les couleurs de la vie.
It's so sweet.
P.S.
I love it.
I'm French.
Love
okay.
It.
What are you drinking, Nikki?
P.S. I'm French, motherfucker. All right. Well, I'm going to my... P.S. I'm French. Anyway, so what I've been drinking was... Okay, so the first bottle was like a sangria. It's usually my wine of choice, like when I first start out, because it's nice and sweet and it tastes like candy. So I'm like, yes.
Okay.
Second one I'm working on is the Stella Rosa Moscato d'Asti.
Oh, you're so fancy.
Made in, of course, Italy. Yeah.
God bless.
Mostly. Oh, cool. They even have a little chart on here. I did not notice that. Look at this. Okay, so between dry and sweet, between 1 and 10, sweet being the 10, it's at an 8.
Oh, dang.
And it's effing amazing.
Nice.
I love it.
Good choice.
If you want, I'll bring it up when I come visit you in March.
Do
I'm really
so.
Excited.
Do the thing.
Yes.
Bring it up.
Yes.
Good plan.
Okay. So, wine out of the way and into my mouth. tell me about the latest in KupoCon. You don't know?
I don't know.
Woman, you're Queen Mog. You need to tell us everything.
I don't know.
The Twitch channel.
Okay.
Because I know there's been a Twitch thing going on.
There has been a Twitch thing. I've been Twitching quite a bit. Well, you know, all three times.
You have.
And I love it.
With Nier. Automatica. Like,
Automata.
Not the original one. Automata. Shut up.
Good try. No, but I've been Twitching and it's really fun. So I encourage everyone to come watch the Twitch channel, follow, subscribe, do anything you want, share it on Facebook, share it with your friends, with your grandmother, with your grandfather, with your dog. Do the thing.
I hope your dog's adorable, by the way, whoever you are.
Yeah, obviously.
Somewhere out there.
There's no such thing as an ugly dog, but whatever. That's another
into
story.
Into the universe.
It's been fun. I really enjoy it. It's fun to see people pop in and out. We've had a few people to just... are there almost every time, and it's good stuff. It's definitely good fun. It's not something that I think I'd be very comfortable with in the first place, but I've done it like 3 times now, and I feel totally comfortable with it, and I really enjoy it.
Good. I'm really happy that you're really getting comfortable with it.
Because I'm not really the best of gamers, I'm not going to lie. I'm quite a shit gamer. Like,
okay,
I'll take
seriously, you don't have to be good at gaming when it comes to streaming.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Just look at me. Like, I can do it.
if I can do it,
you can
do
it. No, but I'm really happy how, like, you've You've definitely become confident throughout the whole thing. I remember you being so nervous about it before. So
I was nervous.
It's been, yes, no need to be, though. You were effing amazing.
You're so nice. Okay. So, right, and you've been streaming yourself. You've streamed.
Just a couple.
What have you played? Like
Final Fantasy 12 a bit, but I'm thinking about playing some 7 at some point, maybe tomorrow night.
Okay.
Although I don't know when you guys will be getting this thingy-ma-bob, but
I don't know,
this wine time session, but hey, I'll be playing some 7 and some 12, so that'll be fun.
Nice.
Woo.
Okay. Yeah. Just a little side note that I'm going to throw in there. I would, if the sound is a bit odd right now from my side, it's mainly because we just got new desks and
it looks amazing.
It looks really good, but we just painted them and like stained them with the like the protective oil that comes with it, and it's like a really really acidic smell that kind of like burns your throat. So I didn't want to so we didn't
Sounds
really
great.
Record in there, so we're just recording off of iPhones right now.
No, you sound really good right now.
So far,
I think you're okay.
It sounds okay. Not bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that's probably why nobody, neither me or Alex will be streaming tonight. So if somebody else will be, obviously, this is awkward because it won't happen now because you're probably going to receive this wine time, like, tomorrow night.
Yeah, true. Wait, so Alex might be streaming tonight?
No.
What's he doing again?
No, Alex is on the couch.
Fine.
Okay.
Because I am planning to stream at some point after this, and it's going to be a lot more fun with me being drunk. So
yeah,
it'll be good.
All right. Well, I'll let them know, but this is probably not going to go out tonight. So we'll see. Anyhow, we've been at it for like, 7 minutes now. Okay. Mm. So what's new? Okay.
Yes, what's new?
Let's talk about the next event. Well, right now, there hasn't been much news coming out because Alex has been busy with a local event that he has going on in our own province, guys, where we have like a 1 hour drive. It's not an 18 hour drive. It's not a flight. It's not layovers. It's not anything. It's just a 1 hour drive away. It's really nice.
Sounds amazing.
And Nikki will be joining us, and Alan will be joining us.
No. Oh, yeah. Alex is obviously joining.
Alex
and then
will be
Alan. Yes.
Alan
X.
Steve will be
Alan
there.
Alan X.
It should be really fun. Anyway, so that's kind of taking up this month at least. The event's on like the 30th, 31st. So for the whole month of March, it will mostly be focused on his own thing down here, which is fine, which is normal. I mean, it's his thing. But other than that, we've got the Bigger Palm coming up.
Yee.
I just snapped my fingers for no reason, but I did. Anyways, the Bigger Palm coming up in New Jersey. So what do we know about that?
I really hope I can make that one.
You better make that one.
I don't know. What do we know about it?
I will slap you if you don't.
Well, seriously, that's the least expensive KupoCon I'd be going to.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, I'm looking at that wedding dress in my laundry room. I'm like, I can totally bring that for the ball, but at the same time,
oh my god,
like,
are you actually? Because
I don't know.
I was
maybe
that's
kind
of
cool.
Doing.
Oh my! Hold! Ow! That can hurt.
You okay?
We're good.
No, but that's actually what I was thinking of doing. But I'm not sure because it'd kind of be weird. But if you're doing it, I might do it.
No. Oh my god! Both of us will wear our wedding dresses, and then we will have like a
and
like
we'll
home
slow dance,
like sister aunts.
We'll waltz together,
romance thing. Yes, we'll just hang about, and then we will dance together.
Oh my god,
it will be lovely.
Okay, if you if you do it, I'll do it.
Legit. Oh my gosh, really?
God, this has to happen.
I would be down.
Okay, so we're doing that. Okay, so.
Okay, sorry.
Line drawn.
Anyway, yes.
We're wearing wedding dresses.
Yes.
Okay, how about.
We are wearing.
Because the theme of the evening is like. You told me what it is like 20 minutes ago and I can't remember. Insomnia Crystal Ball. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's what it's called. So yeah, wedding dresses are acceptable.
That's actually the best idea ever, because for anybody who's not like who's only had to wear a wedding dress once,
This is your second
and
opportunity.
And they had to spend like that. Yeah, this is your second opportunity to wear it because
I'm not
going to
lie.
It's so expensive.
This will be my third opportunity because we had a wedding in England and we had an England in PEI. So this is my third time. Okay, not going to lie. When we moved houses and we found all of our stuff, like our old stuff that was down in like the basement and all that. Yeah, I wore my wedding dress, came out, and Alex is like, what the fuck are you doing? He'll probably delete that, but that's okay.
Wedding dress, okay.
I look so pretty.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's so pretty. I'm moving so excited. On.
So, latest guest announcement for Bigger Palm was...
Adam
Grosdale, voice of Ignis.
Oh, man.
I've come up with another Rothopper. That was terrible, but I did it anyways.
But in all seriousness, he was always such a dear, like, throughout the whole thing, so.
Yeah. No, he is. And he has nice hair.
This year will be the same. It'll be awesome. He does have nice hair, and, like, his, like, kind of, like.
I'm going to ask for hair tips.
Kind of, like, beard thing. I love it.
I'm going to ask him for hair tips. I really am.
Like, you know what? Just his whole face is just kind of like, hey, yes. Don't judge me.
His whole face is just beautiful. Okay, enough of that.
Just hopefully he's not listening to this. Thankfully, he's probably not. But
he's probably not, but let's just...
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, I'm trying to think because Alex gave me a bunch of pointers before the... podcast started,
yeah,
but because I don't have them
what
written
did he
down
tell you?
Well, what? I can tell you that he's told me about WaveChan making new cards, so that's a thing. Okay,
yeah, that's right.
Just give me 1 second here.
I mean, yes,
yes, obviously,
yes.
So he's given me a list of all the new cards.
Yep.
And I can't exactly remember which one I've mentioned last time, but I think I mentioned a few. But for obvious...
You mentioned at least you, because I know, like, you were.
Oh, and then, staff cards. Yep.
And then Alex, the other week, contacted me. Am I allowed to say this?
Yeah, you can.
Really? Oh my god. Okay. Going. Here's the story. Like, we're just talking about memes and shit, and then he comes up to me and in Facebook, not in real life, because okay, never mind. That's not the point. But he just said, "Oh, congratulations, by the way." And I'm like,
"What did I do?
did I do something wrong? Did I swear too much on a Twitch channel? What's going on?" And then he says, "I'm going to be on a card. It's going to be
a trump card."
You're
going to be a trump card.
Okay. I'm sorry. I get to.
You're
going to
be a tri-pump card. I'm going to finally freaking be a tri-pump card. Tri-pump.
Together.
Okay, guys. Hashtag tri-pump that worked.
Yay.
Whoever,
thank you guys to anybody who did that hashtag. Thank you so much for your support.
Are my freaking legends.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Tell you what, if you're at New Jersey at the Bigger Palm and you can come up to me and tell me that you somewheres at some point wrote hashtag tripalmnat, I will reward you with
you
something. Well, geez, not just don't
Gil.
Just jump in there and say Gil. I will give
I
you
don't know,
something. It may be a
She'll
hug.
Give you something.
It may be a hug.
Okay.
It may be a high five. It may be a...
Does that mean I get a
hug?
It
might be a... Obviously. It might be a tripod booster pack. You never know. Find me at some point during the day and tell me that you voted for hashtag tripod nat. And something cool will happen to you.
Yes. Or come to see Nikki.
Or come see Nikki.
Yeah, like either Nat or Nikki.
Nat and Nikki.
Okay, like kind of getting off sidetrack a little bit. You notice that with Alan and Alex, it's AA, and then Nikki and Nat is NN.
I never noticed that.
Oh my god, yes. It's a thing. This is happening.
I never noticed that.
What's like the opposite of bromance? Cismance? What is it? Like,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Womance.
I don't
Womance.
Know. Womance! You!
Sisters before misters.
Yes.
Okay. Honestly, yes. That's okay, a thing
so that's
now.
That's a thing now.
Okay.
Yeah, hope you know.
Okay. So anyways, back onwards. To the tri-pom cards.
Yes. Onwards. What else?
Things that I mentioned, but I can't remember if I mentioned them before. But this is what I'm mentioning now. So he's giving me like just a quick screenshot. And I think I've mentioned them before, but anyways. So from what I can read, because I've had a whole bottle and possibly more.
Possibly more.
Carbuncle.
Yee.
Nyx.
Wait, Nyx. Oh, Nyx. Yes. Okay, 15. Yes. Yes.
Oh my God, my heart right now.
Okay, take your time.
Robon from 14, which is like my
Robon.
He's literally, I don't know what it
he's
is about
so
him,
and amazing.
But I just love him.
Yes,
I think he's. Is it weird that I get like a weird? Maybe it's because my character was like a female character, but I get some weird like daddy love. Vibe from not in a weird creepy sexual way.
You're definitely a good dad.
He believes in me. He wants
me
to do
dad
good
jokes, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that kind of dad. Oh god,
good
this
dad
got
makes
weird
dad jokes.
No,
nothing weird about it.
Okay.
No, seriously, you're good.
Owakas, which is kind of cool. That's a cool card.
Yay, finally. I'm so excited for Owaka.
I look forward to seeing the the Kenny Crow card. That should be
Kenny
fun.
Crow?
Yeah, Kenny Hang Crow on. From 15. Like the big crow head that sits
right.
at the restaurant.
Yes. But I had to think about that for a little bit. I'm like, Kenny Crow? Because I'm pretty sure I haven't played 15 in about a year now.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say you didn't play it at all.
No, I just haven't played it in so long because, I don't know, after playing the end of it, I just kind of push it away and I'm like, yes, I'm done. I'm going to play 14 for forever and be done.
14 just lasts forever, yeah, definitely.
I know, it's so nice.
No, that's
I'm actually getting acceptable. Far in it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have, in 14, I have, what do I have? I have a white mage. Oh, this is embarrassing, I can't remember. I can't even remember. I'm not going to tell you. I have a white mage to 60. I don't think I went any further than that. But now, like...
Oh, really?
But now, like, okay, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't even know if I got further than 50. Because once I hit that 50 mark, they brought out all the new dungeons. This is quite a while back, obviously, a few years back. But they brought out all the new dungeons. And I was like, oh, my God. People are depending on me
so
to live.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it.
That's the thing that I'm kind of... Well, especially with raids and stuff. Because
people
I'm at
yelling
level 49
at
white mage right now. And I refuse to... do dungeons unless I'm with other people because I just can't.
No, people
I just
are
can't.
Really and douchey sometimes.
Yes, they're really mean. They really are.
No, but like one
but
time,
on the other hand.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm, go for it. No, you go.
Okay,
go.
One time I was like somebody, like I was curing and somebody was like, stop spamming cure. I was like, okay, let you die
you
instead.
What want her to do?
I was like, what are you doing?
Give them Reagan and see how that works out.
I'm pretty sure I let them die at that point. But anyways.
Good. Yeah. That moment when they get kicked off of the Titan battle and they say, why can't you res me? That's your own damn fault. You got kicked off. I'm sorry.
That's your own fault. Don't blame me for your mistakes, bro.
But in all seriousness, just throwing out a little advertisement, if anybody's okay, with being understanding with a white mage, please invite me to your little dungeon parties, because I need to get further in the game, please.
Okay, so
tell
us your name and tell us your server.
Oh, God. So my server is Moogle. I've been hanging out with Amy from Amy Plays. One of our warriors of light and
whoop, whoop.
The perfect, most perfect of all women, except for Natalie, of course.
Thank you.
Otherwise, you're welcome. But, Nikoi Talef. I'll have to, if anybody, just message me
okay,
and
how
I'll
about
just
we say this?
Send
how about
you
we
my
say
name.
That Do you know what Amy's FC name is? We don't know, do we?
Amelia Black something.
Okay. Go on the Moogle
Amelia
server.
Amelia Bedelia.
Look for Amelia Bedelia.
The damage has been done. There is no god except
whoa
Amelia
now.
Bedelia.
All right.
Okay.
So let's leave that at that.
Yes.
We've been at it
for... Just ask for Amy. Look for Amy Plays on Twitch and then ask her whenever she starts to
stream. Go through the Twitch, definitely.
Yes. It'll be fine. Everything's fine.
Seeing that you're going to be on Twitch, go to the KoopaCon channel.
Yes,
follow the Twitch channel. Subscribe to the Twitch because you will see me, which nine times out of ten will have some type of alcoholic beverage sat next to me. And
same.
My tongue becomes a lot looser when I have alcohol. And also, we will be hosting most of the other senior volunteer senior members. I guess that's a thing. We'll be hosting them as well. So if we're not playing, somebody else definitely will be. So there you go. So have that and then
have fun.
Do the thing. Become a patron. Do the thing. But obviously if you're hearing this, you're already a patron. So this is just really awkward.
Yeah. I was going to say there is no obligation for the subscriptions. It is never expected, but it's always appreciated, seriously. But with the Patreon, you guys are amazing. You have no idea how much it means to us
that I'm willing
to spend like a $5 a month just to listen to us chat about like sweet nothings into your ear. And it's really nice.
It's crazy to know that somebody actually wants to hear me rant while I'm slightly intoxicated.
Same,
it's fun.
Same, man. Wait, slightly? No,
okay.
No.
But
we're
honestly,
not
in all honesty, though, last time we announced that we were looking for a guest to come on, right?
Yes, we did.
Okay, so, and then we got quite a few applications, to be honest.
That's right. Oh, applications? When you say applications, you mean like random messages like, hey,
I want to join.
Or comments, hey, I want to join.
I have wine. I like to talk. Basically, that's what it is. So we haven't actually talked about it and picked someone yet, but we will do our next episode, which will be at the end of March when Nikki will be in my house in PEI.
I'm so excited. I get to meet your kids.
You get to meet the Munchkins, which should be quite an experience for you. Have fun with that. But anyways, that's when we will record.
I'm low-key really excited.
The next wine time. And that's when we will message one of the people who've said, okay, I know I said it in my stream the other day, but I'm going to say it again. This, after this podcast goes out, is your last chance to apply to be in a wine time episode. So tell us that you are, you know, we do the whole KoopaCon is the three eyes, the immersive, an intimate and inclusive event, but we are the triple P
and inclusive,
something like that along those lines. Anyways, the triple P: Patreon, Perky, and Pissed. That's what you need to be. Okay, Nikki,
how perky do you need to be though?
Nikki, you're from the United States of America. When you hear the word perky, you probably think of another terminology. But perky as in the attitude.
In a whole new different context, and I love it.
The attitude of being perky as in being, hello, my name is Natalie and I love wine. That's kind of the whole thing we're going for. And I'm sorry if that offended anyone, but I don't really care because I'm slightly pissed.
Don't worry. No, but in my criteria list, like, both definitions of perky needs to be applied.
I agree. I fully agree.
Yes.
Okay. Anyways, so yeah, comment on this episode whenever it goes out.
Yes.
And we will go through all of the comments that we've seen or received or whatever it may be.
And I'll
be.
Send you like a weird gif or whatever.
And we'll send you some weird encrypted message saying you're in. Get yourself a bottle of wine. Let's set a time.
No, get yourself two. You're going to need at least two for this.
And
this
all you have to know.
We're in this for the long haul.
Yes. And all you have to know is that Nikki is, what is your time? You're like central time. Of some
yes,
sort.
Yes, I am central time. I'm sorry, guys.
It's fine. I'm like
At least I'm Atlantic. Not Pacific. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you're fine. And then I'm like Atlantic whatever time because I don't know. I don't know how that works.
So
the world is a weird place.
In case somebody's like over in the UK or anything, yeah. I am so sorry. You're going to have to work with us.
That's fine. We can get pissed any time of the day.
Oh yeah, like for me, like any time in the evening. So if you're willing to like get completely pissed in the morning, we can do this.
The morning, but like
yes,
because I'm like okay, the UK, which is where we've received quite a few applications. I keep saying applications
yes.
like it's a job interview, but it's not. It's just like a volunteer application.
We would have to get drunk very early in the afternoon.
No, it's fine.
It'd be like.
I'm
okay with it.
Okay,
though.
The UK would be 4 hours
ahead
of me.
As soon as I finish with work.
And what, 6 hours ahead of you?
Mm-hmm.
So that's fine. You don't mind getting drunk at like 12 in the afternoon. Right?
12 in the afternoon? Oh, Jesus.
Okay, how,
well, it depends on my job aspects.
okay.
Like I said, it depends
times,
on my
okay,
future
no.
endeavors.
Okay, but 9 times out of 10, it's going to be at a weekend anyways, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, I'd be down for that.
That's cool. Okay, so anyways, so we're at 27 yeah. minutes now, and I'm trying to desperately think of what
yes.
else Alex has told me about 20, what?
Oh my gosh, you should have written it down, woman. Write a list.
I can't do that.
The list.
The list.
The list.
Basically, so he announced recently about Sydney, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be absolutely amazing. How
I'm
excited.
I'm really excited for it. Like, it's going to.
How exciting
how
is
excited,
that?
What?
It's incredible.
I've already been seeing a bunch of comments on it, and I'm really seeing the hype. And, wait, I've even seen, like, a couple photographers, like, commenting, and
That's
I'm just kind of like, hey, how you doing?
What's up? But, like, that's mental. Like, that's so far away.
Yeah, from the sounds of it, though, that this is definitely not Australia's con season. So, like, this is going to be kind of, like, out of, like, it's in the middle of summer over there, I believe.
Yes,
so
technically.
It's
yes.
going to be a little eh.
Technically. But, yeah.
Technically, yes.
No, but it's going to be really, really good. And, there's
I'm
quite
really
a bit of hype for it. Like, he wasn't exactly sure. Like, you never know because it's such a different place. Like, you don't know if you have that.
And it's so close to Christmas.
Christmas!
But at the same time, yeah, well,
it's
a good
perfect
Christmas
present
to yourself. Go to Australia, wherever you're from.
Wherever you're
and
from.
And go to KupoCon.
Do it.
And go where the snakes and the huge spiders. Oh, God.
That's
probably
not
be helping you guys. I'm sorry.
Go where the sun is. Where the sun and the beautiful
yes, the sun.
People, like Crim. Crimson
I,
Sun
oh
is
my
from
gosh.
Australia. And she will definitely
okay, I'm
be there.
I'm going to be honest.
I'm just going to drink some wine
be,
right now.
Yeah, go for it. But I haven't even, I don't think I've met her, like, officially yet. I've seen her, like, with Mo maybe once or twice, but I'm like, oh, should I go say hi?
She
but,
was...
One day.
She was...
One day.
She was at... Oh, bugger. I think she was at either Pump Sauce or Pumptario, but she was there.
Mm-hmm.
This was my maybe too bold of me to say, but I think she was either one of them. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
But anyways,
mm-hmm.
I look forward to seeing her. And
yeah.
correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's where Jolynn is from. And...
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be freaking amazing. Alex is actually planning a trip down there soon to go see some venues because he's got a few venues in mind, whatever, and he's, I think he's already picked
it's
one.
It's going to be there super
He's
nice.
Already picked one,
he,
I think.
Really?
But,
okay.
No.
Because I remember
know.
He was
shh.
Pretty kind of iffy about it.
I don't know. I don't know. But anyways, done. Montreal.
Woman, we are 30 minutes.
I know.
Woman.
That's why I'm rushing through these topics. Montreal. Yes. I don't think there's anything really planned. I mean, obviously there's something planned, but there's not much more word on it because it's so far away and there's so many things going on in the meantime. But other than that, I think it's obviously happening. And you guys just need to share some love and tell them where and when you want it
to
happen.
Get that hype going.
And we'll try and make it happen.
Get that hype. Hype!
Get on the hype train.
Get on the hype train. Choo-choo.
I just had a shiver. It's also, I apologize if you heard some weird noise coming out of my microphone.
You're good. Alex will probably, mute it or something.
He'll mute that anyway. Noise.
He'll be like, "Ooh, what was that?
Let's mute that. Anyway.
Okay, but seriously, we are at 31 minutes.
We are.
So we're probably, are you good?
We're done.
Are we good?
I feel okay, like there's we more are officially that I should have done. Said, but I think that's a fair enough event.
There's always next time.
There's
always next time when I come visit.
Next time. Okay, next time will be in March 30th, whatever, that kind of date. The end of March, where Alan and Nikki will be in our house and we will record so much stuff. We'll record podcasts, videos, photos. Look forward to it.
Wait,
because
videos?
I think heck yeah. We're probably going to all stream together. But anyways, it's going to be really fun. So look forward to that. And I hope this podcast gave you some kind of intel on KoopaCon.
Kind of. Mostly just shenanigans, but that's okay.
It's mostly Mickey.
That ends.
Mickey. Me and Mickey. Mickey.
Lies. Yeah. Mickey.
Hashtag Mickey. Me and Nikki.
What?
So M-E-K-I. Me and Nikki. Hashtag Mickey.
Mickey? Okay.
Me and Nikki. M-E-K-I.
Okay. Oh my god, let's just stop.
I can't anymore.
Okay,
do the outro.
So, yes, outro. Yes. So, yeah, that ends our third episode of freaking Wine Time. I don't know what's going on anymore, but yes. Just to let you know, I am not wearing pants. I am wearing a skirt. Oh, stop.
Are you actually?
I am wearing a skirt today.
You.
Yeah, I'm super excited. But in all seriousness, I know I look cute in this skirt. I'll send pics later. Anyway, that ends our next episode. We will see you next time. In the meantime, may you walk in the light of the Moscato d'Asti. Have a nice day.
That was nice. Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you to all our Patreons. We love you.
Bye.
Thanks for letting us do what we do. Bye.
Yeah. God. I'm gonna stop recording.
Are you stopping?
I'm just
okay. Stop now.
Okay, I just stopped.
Bye.
No, I haven't stopped. Okay. Wait.